This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Hello, this is Sue Freeze, and it's so good to be with you today. I am so grateful, so humbled, and so thankful that we get to spend an hour together. So I want you to just take a deep breath and relax, and I'm going to say a prayer, and if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up this time to you. We just thank you for everything you've done for us. And Lord, we just ask for your discernment, your guidance, just for you to guide our thoughts, guide our words, and that our words be your words, Lord, that we deliver the message that is so clear. And Lord, that we just share your love and your light with those that are listening and as we walk through each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Yes. Awesome. All right. So today I have a guest with me, and his name is John Park. And John Park is from Chatsworth, and he's originally born in Korea. He came here at 4 years old. He was raised by a single mother in San Fernando Valley. Contributing author in a book called New Voices in 1999, which we'll hear more about because I'm curious. Graduated from CSUN with a BA in humanities. He worked in corporate world most his life, companies like Boeing, Answer Financial, Viking Cruises, AAA Auto Club. Boy, I know quite a few of these. And over 22 different countries, experiencing all the luxuries in this world, but never felt fulfilled. So then the true story starts. And so, John, thank you so much for being with me today and with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you inviting me into your studio here. I've been sharing my testimony wherever I go, like whoever I meet, and especially like people at my church and stuff. And sometimes I just get so tired and it gets so exhausting. So it'd be nice to kind of have like this platform finally to
Yeah, we're
to
just
share.
Sitting here in the comfort of our seats and in a studio. And, you know, instead of just talking one-on-one, we get to talk to a whole lot of people today.
Yes.
And so that's very exciting.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yes. So how did we meet? Do you remember?
I called you on the radio station.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I just asked if I could possibly come into the show.
Yeah.
I listened to you a few times. And your assistant just emailed me, and I emailed her my little testimony, and she said, yeah, more than welcome to come in. So I was all excited and nervous at the same time, too.
So yesterday I was at an appointment, and I get a text from John, and he's like, I'm feeling a little nervous, a little anxiety here. And I just, you know, I just thought maybe we could, like, talk a little bit or whatnot. And so we did talk a little bit. And so that was an introduction more than the first introduction. And it was really good to just talk a little bit and to calm your nerves a little bit. How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. A little bit better. Yeah.
Yes?
I'm still kind of staring down at my notes here a little bit. But
good. Well, we have to trust the Lord's going to, you know, have those words come to you. And the Holy Spirit is with us right now.
Absolutely.
And so we rely on him because he's much better than we are. Isn't
he? Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly is.
Perfect. Okay. So the story that really grabbed me was that you crashed the 2018 opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics on February 9th in South Korea, right? Wasn't that where it was?
It was South Korea,
South Korea.
In Pyeongchang.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so let's just talk about that. I mean, what the heck were you thinking?
First of all, I wasn't high or I wasn't drunk or anything.
Well, that's good to know. Good to know.
Just a little bit high on life, I guess, is what you can call it.
Okay.
It more or less started off maybe about a year before that happened, though.
Okay.
I was working in the corporate world. I was working for AAA, making six figures, which I could have never imagined making six figures in my life, by the way, because I grew up in a garage in Van Nuys, single mom. I mean...
Yeah.
I remember I seen someone on TV once, and he said, write down your goals. He said, write down what you want, what your dreams are. And I remember in high school, I wrote down, I want to make $100,000 someday. That's it. I just want to make $100,000 someday. And lo and behold, I somehow did. I mean, I got through college. I got my humanities degree. And I didn't find any work in the arts, but I got a job in sales. And I started working. And I worked my way up the corporate ladder pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I think my managers always saw the drive in me and everything. So, I think before I turned 26. Me and my brother bought our own condo. And we're pretty much I was able to retire my mom before she even turned 65.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah.
Where did your drive come from? Because people, you know, not everybody has that. Not everybody has that drive of, you know, setting goals is important. Dreaming is so important.
Right.
So you did that. You set goals.
Right.
But where did the drive come from?
I think most of the drive just come from living in poverty. We didn't have that much money all the time. My mom worked at a dry cleaner's. So I've seen her, like, wash other men's underwear. And I'm like, you know, I never want her to wash any other man's underwear except mine, maybe in the future. But but that's what I said. And, right. You know, when I wrote that down and I got through college, I just said, you know, I'm just going to keep working my butt off wherever I am. I mean, I was 14 when I got my first job at a sweatshop.
Right.
And I just started working from there. I don't think I really took a break since. But
so you got arrested.
Yeah, I did get arrested. Yes.
So yeah. Tell us about that. What exactly did you do to get arrested? What did you do? Tell us.
I got to the opening ceremony at the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
And I saw everyone on their cell phones. I mean, everyone was grabbing their phones, trying to record the thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are you guys doing here? We all came here to watch the show and enjoy each other. And so I just said, I started screaming at people. I was like, hey, I saw this whole group of Sweden guys. I was like, Sweden, bring out your phones. Like, get up, and we start clapping. And then they did. They would drop their phones and they start clapping.
Right.
And I saw a group of Japanese guys that did the same thing too. And
right.
Then I got to the very end of the rail, and I'm on the second floor of the stadium. And I don't know, I saw a spotlight on the bottom of that stadium. And I was like, I want to go down there and do something. And I just hopped over this little rail and I slid down this 50-foot slide.
Oh my goodness.
And you can watch this on YouTube if you want somewhere, but some guy was singing down there. I didn't want to interrupt him, so I just lip sang behind him a little bit. And then they hauled me away. I didn't get arrested at that point, oddly enough. They just had me sit down. I walked over to the other side of the stadium. And you know how the Korean K-pops, they do this like dance like robot kind of thing?
Yes.
So I pretended like I was a robot and I just kind of danced onto the stage. And
stage?
Yes. And
gosh. And you weren't on anything? You just did this because?
Just because, you
just
know?
Because.
Prior to that, okay, so again, I was going back to when I was used to working for AAA,
right.
Made six figures. Had a beautiful condo in Encino, had a brand new, just leased a brand new Infiniti Q50, and had a nice girlfriend at the time too, but I was not fulfilled. You know, for some reason, I was not feeling happy.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I need to do something drastic in my life. I'm so tired of all this. And I almost felt even imprisoned at my own home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I asked my boss if it's okay, I take some time off, and he said, you know, go for it. And so I ended up selling my house, I sold my car, and I pretty much bought a one-way ticket to Phuket, Thailand. And I said, I just need to get away from it all. And when I got out there, I admit I partied for the first week, so I did kind of mess up. I did a little bit of partying too much, but afterwards, I went to a little remote part of the island, and I started writing, Sue. I started writing on a piece of paper, like I did when I was back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it revitalized me a little bit. I started dancing. I started dancing right outside of my hotel. I did it for like 8 hours straight.
Wow.
And do you know, if you write on a piece of paper and I write a piece of paper, Katie does, everybody in this whole world writes on a piece of paper. You know, we all have our own different signatures.
Yes.
We all have the little Holy Spirit inside us that wants to speak to us. And I think that's how I started discovering my love for dance and music again. Because I forgot all that for the longest time.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then I got invited to go to the Philippines. One of my best friends, her husband works for the U.S. Embassy in Manila. And we're supposed to go scuba diving for a week. And I said, all right, I'm already out here anyways. Let's go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I go for one day, and there was a lot of trash in the water. And even our scuba diver instructor's picking up old snorkels and plastic cups and stuff. And they wanted me to sign up for another week, but I step out of my hotel, and I see these kids playing basketball on this dirt court. and like there's no net on the basketball court or anything. And I said, you know, I want to try to do something different here, you know, and let me see if these kids are open to me hanging out with them. And I did. I ended up playing basketball with them. And then I said, hey, can I do something for you guys? Let's paint this court up. Let's get some nets for you. And the kids were starting to get excited. And they said, all right, let's do this. And I ended up recruiting this guy, my boatman, and I recruited this girl, this go-go dancer at the club, and I said, all right, let's help out these kids. And I ended up spending about a month and a half on this little island in Porto Galera, repainting basketball courts and, you know, doing these nets and just having a great time. And that was the incredible thing. I had a one-day tournament at the end of that, and I saw these kids screaming and laughing. And I was so astounded, or I was so amazed of how great of a feeling it gave me inside my heart. Right. And I can't take that visual away. Like, I can't, like, forget that, you know?
Right.
And I've worked my butt off before, and I've gotten, like, a $20,000 check before, and I thought I was happy with a $20,000 check. But that wasn't really it. I was more happy remembering
painting
these
kids.
Painting
the basketball courts, yes, and seeing, yes, those kids. Kids, yes, are so wonderful.
They are.
And I just feel like such a sweet spirit.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes, like, Hollywood, media, social media, they always try to push the excitement and sex and cars and house,
money,
and they try to glorify,
yeah,
money and all that. But it's like, well, wait a minute. How come when I see the real world, I'm finding more happiness in seeing children and seeing them laugh? And I don't know if you remember that movie Monsters, Inc., like, encapsulated, like, the children's laughter and stuff. And I feel like that almost really happened, you know? They've kind of hid away this stuff. And here I come back home, and I'm like, I'm thinking back, like, man, I really enjoy hanging out with my friends' kids. And that's a whole different thing.
So children's ministry may be in the works here.
That might be in the works too, yes.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you so much, San Diegans, for listening, Venturians for listening, up in Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo. I just thank you so much. Orange County, LA, thank you so much for listening to the Sue Free Show. And today my special guest is John Park. And he has a story, and we really have just scratched the surface. There is so much more to be had in this story. But he intrigues me with this whole thing with being in prison, and he hasn't even got there yet.
I guess I'll get to that.
Yeah,
now.
And yeah, we are going to get to that, because interesting story about good not being good enough. And that is so true, and I am so right there with him. Mm-hmm. On that, because sometimes we can get complacent in our walk with our love for our Lord, for our relationships, just one to another, that we get complacent. In business, we get complacent. And I have been fighting this and dealing with this myself. So I can tell you that God doesn't want us to be complacent. He does want us to feel comfortable and content. But complacency is nowhere with God. He doesn't want us to be that way. So we always have to be striving for more and better. But as John's pointing out, it's not always what we think it is. And so it's interesting to hear him and his concept and his understanding of his experiences. And I think that, you know, whenever we are listening to anyone speak or we're watching someone on TV, that there is a golden nugget in there. It's just whether we're anticipating and expecting to receive it. And sometimes we miss the mark because we're just so busy in our own world.
Yes, yes. Oh, I was going to talk about that later, too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
How I feel
we
like
didn't
sometimes,
touch that, did
you're right.
We? Yes, amazing. Thank
like
you, Holy Spirit.
We,
yes.
I feel like sometimes we, like, run and work like ants when
right.
we really should be working like birds. You know, they sit out there on a wire. They have more faith than humans. They have more faith in God than humans. They have faith that God's going to feed them for tomorrow. They're not saving up for tomorrow. They're not saving up for their college funds or their retirement. And I feel like sometimes we've gotten away from that, and we just became like ants, and we're working every day of our lives. But anyways, yes.
I agree with that, just John. But I will say that, you know, my inner being is that the early bird does get the worm, in my opinion.
Yes,
I just feel that way. You know? And I just said that this morning, and someone said, what? I said, the early bird gets the worm. And also that we need to have balance in our lives.
There's the balance.
You know, because
sure.
you can't be too much one way.
Right.
Or the other
and
way,
too
it's
complacent.
Finding that balance.
Sure.
That because we do need to be good stewards. God calls us to be good stewards with what He has given us.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so we have to mm-hmm. be thinking about our servanthood.
Yes.
And our stewardship.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what I get from the church, too. The church that I've been going to now, Freedom Church, it's they have a homeless ministry on Saturday mornings where we shower and
so
cut guys' hairs and everything. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and I realized, man, this is so great. Like, we're actually on the ground, like, doing the work here.
So, John, let's get back to the story. I want to know this story. What happened when you were... Well, you didn't even say you really got arrested yet.
Well, yeah, I ended up turning myself in 2 or 3 days later. I somehow escaped, okay? But I ended
up looking for you. They wanted you, but they couldn't find you.
Right.
Wow. Escape artist, too.
I ended up turning myself in 3 days later. I thought I was just going to pay a fine and get released. But lo and behold, they wanted me to stand and wait trial. And I was in a holding cell for about 6 days. And interesting enough, there was a sign that said Omoni, which is mom, in that holding cell. And at the first day, I didn't really think much of it. But that second day, I was just crying my eyes out because I was just thinking about my mom. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. If we have a mom that really cared for us and, you know, just think about all the sacrifices that our moms made for us growing up. But yeah, when I got to the actual prison, I was put in solitary confinement because I was not a Korean citizen. So I really got to a point where I was almost suicidal. I've never been in solitary confinement before. I've never really spent any jail time before. But that really got to me. And on my third day in, a jailer by the name of Jailer Park, he has the same last name as me.
That's pretty something.
Kind of interesting.
It?
He hands me the Bible. It was the only English book in the entire place, and it brought me back to life. I have 30 minutes to go outside to have some exercise time, and one day I'm looking out and I see this cloud in the shape of a bird. And then no later that very same day, I read in the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 22, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And man, I almost threw that Bible down, Sue. I was like, is this really happening? Is God really speaking to me in here?
Right.
What is going on? And then I see the shadow of the cross coming onto my Bible from the window. And I'm like, I see Jesus. It's like, Jesus is here with me. And I go up to the window and that's where my mirror is, next to the window. And then I see the shadow of the cross on my chest and I see it on my face. And Christ says, I'm here with you. I'm inside your heart. I'm in your mind. I do not want you to forget me in here. And I was like, really? Like I thought I was being good. Like, I was hanging out with the kids. I was doing all this stuff in the Philippines and stuff. And he's like, no, good is not good enough. I want you to go back out there and share to the rest of the world that Jesus Christ was on this earth 18 years ago at the time, but 2019 years ago, someone incredible walked on this earth and he sacrificed his life for all your sins, for all the dumb mistakes that you did, John. I got a DUI back in 2011 too. And he said, you know what? You could have killed somebody at that time. He said, I saved you from prison then, and I'm saving you from this prison now too. And you just wait and see what I do for you here. And lo and behold, he eventually did get me out. But I did, one thing I forgot to add. I got so enticed with everything that Jesus was speaking to me, or everything in the Bible, I started counting the letters. I started counting the letters in Jesus Christ's name. Do you know there's 11 letters in Jesus Christ? Do you know there's 11 letters in crucifixion? There's 11 letters in King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God Almighty, everlasting, eternal life, and I can go on and on here. But there is some importance to that. And you know, Daniel chapter 5, God writes with the human finger. It's the only other time that God describes himself with the human finger next to the Ten Commandments. And he puts mene, numbers. And I look down at my fingers, and I see these 11s and creases in my very hands. You know, I even said this, or I spoke with some of the kids about this, and the kids say, John, I see crosses in my hands too. And I was like, oh, I guess you do. I was like, yes. You know what? Christ wanted us to remember him. He branded us. God branded us from the beginning. that he knows that we are all his children, that he wants to love us all, that he wants all of us to go into heaven, and that there is an everlasting life, and that this life is way too short. I've seen babies die. My brother's a school teacher, by the way. He's been working at LAUSD for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. He had a 12-year-old student that died on him 2 years ago. And she didn't have cancer. She didn't have anything. God just took her away. And I realized, you know what? That's like we can't control our breath. We can't control our blood veins. And the more I study science, the more I realize that God has to exist. We have 100,000 miles of blood veins running through our body every second of our day. And I can't control it. I don't think you can control mine either.
No.
I'm pretty sure God's controlling it. And I'm just like, wow, you know, God is so real and he is so good. And we just need to share this with the rest of the world. And
that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Praise God. So John, this man who has the same last name.
Yes.
He was a worker in the jail, a jailer,
yes,
right?
Yes, he worked in the nursing department, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and he saw you and he saw that you were not doing well.
Yes,
and so he shared
struggling.
With you the Almighty Healer.
Yes,
in
the Bible.
The Bible. And he knew what
absolutely.
You needed.
Yeah, absolutely. He,
right? And you never saw him again?
I
or you
saw
never talked
him
to him again?
Once. Oh, you know what? I did see him again.
Okay.
I asked him if I could get another Bible just so I can have one shared with the other inmates and everything.
Oh,
so I asked for a Korean Bible.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think maybe 3 days before he grabbed the Korean Bible for me, and he thought it was for me, and I was like, no, I'm trying to put it up in the put it in the bookshelf there. And you know, I realize sometimes though people see the Bible and they don't know where to start. So on the Korean Bible, what I did was I started highlighting some of the verses that I really liked. And then just like folding a few pages that I liked. And I don't know, I can't really read Korean. So I just, you know, correlated the numbers and the verses, the chapters and the verses. And,
very good.
You know,
very good. That's good.
And you know, I know how Jesus like fed the 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I can feed 5,000, but putting that Bible in there and putting a few verses in there, maybe 5,000 people will read that over the next, you know, 100 years or whatnot, you
or
know.
Or even if 100 people read it and then they share it. And if that one person shares it with one person, do you know how far that can go?
Yeah.
I've not done the math, I'm sure.
I heard about how Billy Graham got saved by a shoe salesman, right?
Yes.
And Billy Graham lived to be 99 years old.
You know
how numbers are so cool? Every time I go shopping now, when I go to Walmart or Target, you see like 199, 1099. I think about that verse. I think it was Matthew 6:33 about leaving the one for the 99. And I'm like, yes, you know, God's calling us wherever we go, you know?
This is so good. You're going to want to join us for the second half with John Park and Sue Free Show. So stay tuned. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother, Andy Cola, cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
As a special tribute to all the wonderful moms, now through the end of May, we are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. E. Cola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
A little rain, a little sun, and a house made of wood. Your house. A termite's paradise. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of Ecola Termite Services.
And Sue, Ecola is California's leading termite and pest control company.
This time of year, termites are looking for a home, and chances are they've already moved in to your home. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, raising kids, thousands of hungry kids.
Ugh. Ecola will get rid of those unwelcome house guests quickly by using effective and family-friendly methods like microwave, electrogun, and the Ecola heat process that kills termites without the move-out hassle, or embarrassment of tanning. I love that.
Call us at 1-877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ask about E. cola's lifetime renewable warranty. 1-877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, E. cola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, I would love to talk to you. So contact me by going to SueFreeze, spelled like fries, one word.com. Go there and, you know, let me know what's going on with you, and I can help you with advertising and marketing, because that's something that I know just a tad about. Been doing it many, many, many years. So I will help you with the School of Hard Knocks and help you not have to go through them. I will save you that time and that money just by talking with me. So my show is syndicated. It goes from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, but also it's all over the world with the internet these days. And so if you want to advertise only in a certain area like San Diego, we can talk and we can do that. So just let me know what you need, what you want, and I will help you any way I can. Also, the IAMs, you know, you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The IAMs are three free pieces of paper that have all these IAMs from Jesus that tell you who you are in Him. And don't we need to know that? Because sometimes we forget, because other people in this world are going to tell us negative things and we might listen, but our belief system needs to be focused on what God says about us. And so to build ourselves up, we can do that by reading these IAMs, and I suggest you download them for free from me. Well, they're from the Lord, but I'm giving you those copies that I typed up. And if you read them every day and every night, I guarantee you that there's going to be a change, a shift in your belief system of who you are and why you're here, the purpose. Okay? The Sue Freeze Show is about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And I want to make sure that you're going to be transformed. It's not about inspiring and encouraging anymore. I've gone a little bit past that to say, I really desire, and the Lord desires, transformation. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. What we eat, what we watch, what we see, everything, what we hear, it all plays a part. So today I have John Park with me. It's Park,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
I was thinking
Park.
Parks. Yeah. No, it's Park. And we've had a lovely first half. And if you missed it, it's okay. You can still listen in by going to our podcast, the Sue Freeze Show podcast. You can go there anytime you want. You can do it when you want. That's awesome. So John's been talking about how he got arrested and he was in prison. And a jailer by the name of, his last name was Park also, which is...
Yeah, I don't remember his first
totally
name.
Totally God. That is just such a God thing. I mean,
is,
how could
right?
that not be God?
Isn't
okay?
that almost humorous, like
yes.
how God works sometimes?
Yes, and he does.
It's
there's no coincidence.
There's
it's
no
just when he decides to stay anonymous. You know
right.
that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so he handed Mr. John Park a Bible because he could tell that John needed something.
Mm-hmm.
He was hurting and he needed healed, and the Almighty Healer was right there with him in the Bible.
Of course.
And so he was talking about that. So we're just going to let John continue on because I'm intrigued by this story. It's just fascinating to me. And I'm learning from you. And I love to learn.
Yeah.
I think we all need to be desiring to learn.
Awesome. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm learning from you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am. So
that,
here's what I want to know. I want to know what your favorite verse is.
Ah, my favorite verse. Well, I got two of them. I guess I can go over.
Okay.
John chapter 20, verse 26, 27. He told Doubting Thomas this, "Peace be with you. Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it on my side. Stop doubting and believe." Stop doubting. We doubt way too much over here. You
yes,
know?
We do. Victory is ours.
And remember, what I was just kind of going back to looking at my hands and looking at the 11s in my hands. I think back of the famous Michelangelo painting,
yeah.
you know, the creation of Adam,
yeah.
the two fingers. You know, you guys have that right across the street, too, at that church.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like that missing link between God and Adam was Jesus Christ. And here, God placed his name right on our fingertips, and he put it right on our palms, you know. And then you think about the painting of the Last Supper. You know, there's 11 disciples in
mm-hmm.
that painting?
Yes.
Because one of them is
yes.
Mary Magdalene that's sitting next to Jesus there.
Wow.
But my real favorite verse was Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11.
Okay, speak it loud so we can hear.
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has set eternity in every human heart. He set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done, from beginning to end. And that, when I read this in that jail cell, I was like, wow, eternity. That's so true. I mean, our lives are so short mm-hmm. compared to eternity. I remember hearing, was it Francis Chan talk about, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know him, right?
Yes.
He talks about, he brought out like this rope and he colored like one little piece of rope where it was red. And he's like, this is our life right here. Right. And then this long piece of rope is eternity. And I'm like, yes, I realize that now. Now I want to live like every life or every day to the fullest. And once we realize that this life is so short, we can start living our daily life here a little bit more freely, you know, instead of living like so mundane. I think we were created to be more creative. And that's why I started making like custom t-shirts. And I'm going to make a few more of these that have all the fruits of the spirits.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. I'm starting off with love because my girlfriend really encouraged that.
The greatest of these is love.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then just putting some Bible verses in the back. And
excellent.
Collaborating with some other friends here, like Samuel. And, you know, just trying to get the word out there. You know, just I see these kids, they're wearing these sweaters that say antisocial on there and all that. And I'm like, oh, that's not a great message to be sharing to the public, you know?
Where's mine? I want a shirt. I want.
Yes.
Did
Sam.
You bring me one? Oh, my
Sam
gosh,
brought
you
this stuff
did bring
out.
Me one. That's so awesome.
Oh, you brought her hat, too.
Thank you so much. Oh, I got a pink hat. Awesome. That is so great. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness, a sweatshirt. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I just
love it.
Met him.
Thank you so much.
It's Christian on there.
I see
Of course.
I see that.
I met Sam through Instagram, and we've been praying together over the phone, and
we've just
been connecting really well. We're talking about maybe doing some, praise and worship festival, dance festival together. Because, you know, the biggest book in the Bible is the book of Psalms. And it's all about singing and dancing. And I'm like, you know what? When I praise and worship, I enjoy that the most.
Do you know some people just come to church after worship?
Do they? Really?
Yes. And I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah.
You're missing out on the best part.
Yes. It's so wonderful to get in that frame of mind and that just that spirit.
Yes.
It's just wonderful.
I almost tear up every time I
Christian music
I worship.
Is so great.
And something about when you get the whole team together, and you get a whole group of believers together.
Right.
It's fantastic. You just feel that warmth. And you feel like you're getting a little taste of heaven, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And speaking of like the rapture, I feel like sometimes the rapture is already here. Like when I go to my church and when I see the smiley faces, and I even visit other churches too sometimes, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, these are the most happiest people on this planet right now, you know? We're the ones
Well, the joy of the Lord should
right
be
now.
There. And if it's not, we have to check in and ask why. Where is the joy of the Lord?
We do.
Because that is our strength, right?
Yeah.
Did you know Christ growing up? Was there any introduction when you were growing up?
Yeah. I had a pretty good a youth pastor growing up.
Okay.
And I think
so
that's where I had a little bit of introduction.
Yes.
Again, growing up with a single mom.
Uh-huh.
We always,
is she a believer?
She is. Big time believer.
Okay.
She read the Bible at least 7 times.
Okay.
I tell her she should still read it some more.
She's still around?
She is.
Is she in heaven? Okay.
Yes. No, she's still here.
So
she's
proud
still
of
here.
You, I bet.
She is.
Yes.
She is. She still wants me to get married, but besides that,
well,
she's...
that's okay. There's time.
Yeah, no, she's super excited for me.
Yeah. I can understand her wanting you to get married.
That's
not a bad thing, right?
Right. And you know what's so interesting? I went back to the church that I grew up in, and our youth ministry was really small back then,
mm-hmm.
but our youth pastor, he was really edgy, and he would like listen to like Nirvana and Cranberries and stuff, but still, you know, listen to or show us like Newsboys and stuff, like Christian
Newsboys.
Music. Yeah. And DC
Newsboys.
Talk.
DC Talk. Yeah. I introduced my kids to those. Yes.
But back then we just thought like, I mean, the older like generation thought that we were getting too edgy,
mm-hmm.
and we had to be more careful and stuff. And, you know, he would usually drive like 5 or 6 of us in the back of his truck while we go and do fellowship at, you know, Taco Bell and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Here. But I mean, now I went back there And the youth ministry has grown like tremendously. And they've actually bought out like a whole other building on the side of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back then, I didn't think much of it. But now I see that God's Spirit has been dwelling in that house, in that church, and has, you know, expanded that church. Mm-hmm. Even though we weren't there the whole time, mm-hmm. It was the youth ministry that was really, bringing the Spirit back then.
Right.
And,
so you did have an intro, that so that's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
certainly.
Then you kind of went away and had other things that
went a little
priority.
Too far away. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you find the Freedom Center?
So yeah. Chancellor. So when I got back from prison, my brother actually had to fly me back from LA.
I have to know how long were you in prison? Because we didn't say that.
Four,
how long
40,
were you there?
44 days.
44 days.
Yeah, 44 days of reading
any
and studying.
Any significance in the 44 since you're a numbers guy?
I think just a multiple of 11.
Okay,
and,
multiple
you know,
of 11.
Jesus also was up in the mountains for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I got my transformation. Moses was 40 years.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I wasn't out there for 40 years. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of correlations.
Well, the four days before, you were in a holding tank, weren't you?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
40 days.
Yeah. But a total of 40 days.
Yes, yes.
44 days altogether.
If you're just tuning in now, thank you so much for joining, and I'm sorry you missed the first half, but you don't have to worry about it. You can still check it out by going to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and check out the podcast, and there's 9.5 years of podcasts there, so go there and check it out. There's a lot of information there, and a lot of encouragement, inspiration, and hopefully transformation, so go there and check that out. And I'm here with John Park, and he's talking about his life and how the Lord transformed him, or you know, got a hold of his heart and his soul in jail. I mean, in solitary confinement where he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything. He was just kind of there. And the only thing he had to do was to read his Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful story. And
thank you.
So
yes.
There's more.
Yes,
so,
when I got back, I just walked over to the nearest church. And at the time, I was living with my brother in Chatsworth and Freedom Church. Is on 9200 Owens Mouth Boulevard, and 9 plus 2 is 11 also. I walk over, and this church grew tremendously. I mean, it started off in a pub 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and then they moved out to a middle school, and then now they have a pretty big venue. And, Pastor Justice just spoke with me while I'm there.
Pastor
and
Justice.
His name is Justice Coleman. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Isn't God so funny? Isn't it? It was Easter Sunday. I'm totally excited about the place. I run into Pastor just like 2 weeks in, and I share with him really quick my testimony. He's like, what? Like, you just came out of prison? And he's like, can I share your story, on my sermon? And I was like, yes, of course. And he shares it, and then a few people starts recognizing me, and I got baptized the week after that. And I just totally feel at home because this church is kind of doing some radical things. We had like 80s night the other night where everyone got dressed up like 80s thing, like
cool.
80s theme. We had 10 weddings 2 weeks ago. 10 weddings. Yes.
Wow.
Pastor just said something about people that's been living together or cohabitating, and said, let's just go ahead and make this commitment. I'll do it for free for you guys. And I videotaped a whole bunch of them, and I put it on my YouTube channel too. I just think it's amazing of some of the things that we're doing. We had bowling night last week too. And we're launching a third location in Sanlitun-Tuhunga, which I like to just do a little shout out to my Sanlitun-Tuhunga team. If you guys are watching, come see us on Sunday. We're at Verdugo High School. Great location, beautiful views of mountains and clouds and everything. And we're gonna have a big Easter egg hunt for Easter Sunday. So come out for that. Oh, and our Freedom Church is actually gonna rent out a little part of CSUN for Easter Sunday too.
Oh, nice.
So yeah,
that'll be great.
We're going
that's a reach
tremendously.
Out. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the cool part about is about Freedom Church is the history too. It's originally from a Foursquare denomination. And you know how mm-hmm. Foursquare started mm-hmm. with Amy McPherson, a single mom in the 1920s that built Angelus Temple.
Right.
She just dug a hole and she said, you know, God's going to fill it. And look what happened now. We have 30,000 churches worldwide and millions of churches, millions of members spreading throughout the world. And I just love the history of it. And I'm going to theology school right now to study a little bit more about it.
Mm-hmm. So before we got on the air, I asked you, John, I said to you, I said, I want us to be focused and have clarity on the message that you want to deliver to the people listening right now.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of people listening right now.
Yes.
And you started to tell me what you wanted to tell. And I said, hold on, you got it. Okay, hold on, because I want to hear this firsthand the first time. So I want you right now.
Yes.
You know, we're coming to the end.
Okay.
And I want you right now to speak to the listeners about why you felt it was so important for you to give this message on the air.
Well, I guess the biggest message is that good is not good enough, that we still have to remember Jesus Christ. And God still loves all of us here. God's provided so much. We still see miracles every day here. I mean, look at modern technology. People can have cancer and they get healed months later. Just because we don't see it in an immediate prayer, don't think that miracles don't happen. God's provided so much modern technology to show us how good he is to us. And he's saying, Jesus Christ, I sent somebody here to die for all your sins, for all your dumb mistakes that you've made. And I still make mistakes every day, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. But God wants us to remember that he sent somebody here, and he's very, very important in our lives. And get plugged into a church. Get plugged into your pastors. There's really good stuff at the churches here. I've been to a couple different churches, Wellspring out here in Granada Hills. My other friend is starting a new church called Purpose Ministries in Woodland Hills. So, and it's they're all good. You know, just find one that fits you. You know, and I like to just tell everyone to just take the time to breathe and pray, just like it says here on the back of your window. Because I feel like so many of us have not taken a break since the Industrial Revolution. I mean, we are running, chasing after money, saving for retirement, saving for college funds. We don't even know if our kids are going to make it to college, but we're still saving up for that. And it's great. I understand that. But man, I just ask you guys, let's take a break once in a while, you know? And even if you just think of one day where you haven't had to start up your car. And, you know, these kids went out and protested a couple of weeks ago, March 15th. I think it was Greta Thunberg from Sweden. And she got 1.5 million kids to come out and protest from 125 different countries. And I think God's kind of speaking with these kids over here. There was also a kid, Boyan Slot from... Well, I forgot where he's from, but he built this machine that picks up tons and tons of plastic out of the ocean. You know, I don't know, some of these billionaires are saying that they want to colonize Mars. I'm tired of hearing that. I love this planet. I love the animals here. I love swimming in the clean ocean water here. Let's listen to these kids. Let's support them. And let's share the love of Jesus Christ with them, too, because I think Christ wanted us to think like these kids do. And the more we can evolve with that, I think the more we can turn into a better society. And I think America's the place to start because we're the biggest influencer around the rest of the world.
Right.
I don't know if you know, like the top YouTuber is, well, I guess he's not even American, but, you know, it's an American company, YouTube, right? And it's this one kid speaking on a microphone. And there's a bunch of vloggers out there now, and they're influencing the rest of the world. So I think we need to try and see if we can encourage Christ and encourage our kids to also be influencers. You know, let's stop watching YouTube. Start creating stuff on YouTube, you know.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So what are you doing now?
So now I'm trying to...
You've worked and made all this money and done all this stuff and didn't bring you fulfillment and happiness
right.
and joy. And you found the Lord and the Lord has given you that joy
right.
and fulfillment. But you
right.
still need to eat and you still need to live. Right?
Right.
So
right.
what is it that you're doing? Your clothing line.
I'm doing a clothing
yes,
line. I'm,
and that's good.
Yeah. I started this just online through Instagram. And then I recently got connected with Samuel over here.
Uh-huh.
He's been doing this for about a year and a half. A couple of my friends at the church has done their own clothing line too. All Christian brands. Open Your Eyes brand and stuff like that. So,
I like that.
I'm trying to see if we can maybe collaborate and either A, find a retail store so we can put this all together because mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired of doing it all online.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I want to maybe do like a music festival / praise festival so we can get people from other churches to get together and dance, praise. you know, sell their merchandise and just really get the message out there. That, yeah.
John, uh-huh. And I people are coming to mind right now. I have faces in my mind.
Really?
I have people that are
awesome.
Movers and shakers.
Sam was talking about that too.
Would definitely want to join in on this. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know if they're listening right now, but I see something here that could be really exciting and great. And so
yes,
I'm going to see what
yes.
I can do to be the resource to put things together for you.
That'd
guys
be
because
fantastic.
I think it is wonderful.
That'd be fantastic.
I'm a dancer. I don't know if you know that, but
really?
I'm a dancer. Yes.
What?
And I have a story where I have a metal plate and 10 pins in my right leg. Wasn't expected to walk. And now I'm not only walking, but I'm back on the dance floor and I'm dancing.
Oh, cool.
And it's a miracle
from
God.
Yeah.
And so, yes,
nice.
Dancing is very, very important to me. And dancing for the Lord is great.
Yeah, isn't
it? And if we can do routines and perform using Christian music.
Yes.
And just show that it's as good, if not better, than everything else out there.
Exactly.
Then why not?
Exactly.
Let's do it.
You know, I can't even dance or sing that much, but I can lip sing. You know that? I have fun lip singing. I do like little YouTube videos of me lip singing and stuff.
How fun. And I'm going to check you out. I haven't done that yet. I'm going to check you out. I cannot wait to see this.
Well, there's some things that you can, you know, sometimes you don't even have to do it in the church. You can just do it out in public.
Absolutely.
And then people see the excitement. I auditioned for America's Got Talent earlier this year, too.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it. I lip sing.
Oh.
I didn't make it, but I did this thing around with the auditioners while they were waiting. And the kids were like clapping and laughing and joking and like wanting to get on my camera and stuff. And I was like, you know, people can see the spirit in us.
Yes.
They can see it. They don't even have to hear the spirit. God's spirit is that strong. And I just think that's just so incredible. And I'd love to, connect with any of your friends.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I see some people. There is a scripture that comes to mind right now, and it's Psalm 146:7-9. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked.
Wow.
I think
awesome.
That's so appropriate
yes.
for right now.
Yes.
In
can I also share my girlfriend's favorite verse here is Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
I think everybody knows that one.
Plans I have for you.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future.
Amen.
And you know, by the way, I think God knew everything was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Genesis chapter 3? God wrote about the forbidden fruit, and we have that fruit on everyone's phone or everyone's iPhone.
I know, with a bite out of it. With a bite out of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We just got to be a little bit careful how we give this to our children. We know how to control it a little better, but our children, this could be like, this is like cocaine to some of them. We have to be careful
it
about
is.
Giving this
There's
to
scientific
them.
Proof to back that up.
Yes, 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 yes. Please be careful.
Oh, uh-huh. Thank you, John, for that. And that's so true. And our kids, we are our protectors. We need to protect our children.
Yes.
We need to, you know, watch over what they're seeing, what they're eating, what they're hearing. It's our job.
Absolutely.
My children, I definitely censored everything.
Good.
And I wanted to make sure that what they were being fed and what they heard and what they saw, and they've turned out really well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, so we're closing. So, John, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes.
I really appreciate your participation.
Awesome. Can
you
I just plug in my Instagram, jpark888. Anytime you guys want to follow me, I always like to tie in some photos and Bible verses, things that's going on with the rest of the world. My YouTube channel is Jong Park, JONGPARK. My buddy Sam has his clothing line. It's called Above and Beyond. That's AboveNDBeyondClothing.com. If you want to come check out our church, come check out our the website, uncomplicatedchurch.com.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. cola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. cola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. cola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.